We're 60 seconds from the shock collar question of the day, but first... We have a breaking bridge update about the bridge to where Brooke lives.
Oh, yes, let's hear it.
Because if you didn't know, it's been shut down for over a year now due to structural damage.
Hey, time's gone by fast.
Do you know how many workers I've seen on it?
How many?
Zero.
Oh, no.
Not one.
No production.
It adds at least a half hour to Brooke's daily commute.
Oh, an hour on the way home it adds.
Yes.
Oh,
brutal.
Because that's the funny thing about broken bridges. Can't use them.
Yeah.
Gotta
That's
go
so funny. I can't
around.
Stop laughing.
That was a good one, Jeff.
I see so much humor in this.
Yesterday, Brooke, you're going to be happy to know the city just announced they've officially still done zero actual work on the bridge.
Yay!
They sent me a flyer in the mail that said that exact same thing.
They do have good news, though.
Yeah, what's that?
The designs for the new bridge are now almost 60% done. Maybe could have been 100% by now, but the city planners had to go on vacation for the rest of the summer because they're exhausted from drawing the first half of the new bridge.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I don't find any of this funny.
Most areas of the country would already be working on fixing their bridges, but no, not here.
No.
And I know what you're thinking, Brooke. You're wondering, when are the designs going to be finalized?
That'd be great information.
Maybe by the end of this year, early next year, possibly.
Oh, right.
Well, we reached out to the city to get an answer.
Really? Yeah.
And they said, huh?
Oh.
So I don't know. I think we're pushing back the timeline even farther.
Is that an official comment from the city? Okay.
Well, they don't know until the designers return from their Italian bridge escapade, because they're checking out all the bridges there, trying to get some inspiration.
Fantastic.
But if you're lucky, maybe the new bridge will reopen by the time your four-year-old goes off to college.
That's the plan.
So,
that's the plan.
That's when they walk the ceremonies on the bridge.
So I hope that helps you, Brooke. That was your breaking bridge update.
Good news.
Let's get to more good news with the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
Jose, starfish me before dinner, Bolaños.
Oh, I like it. I want to go try and do stuff. Let's go.
You put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake will read us the shock collar question of the day.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's weird trivia questions with the punishment being a dog shock collar.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Highlights Magazine recently posted the results of a survey of their young readers, and they asked kids, what superpowers would you like to have most?
Sweet. This is fun talk.
I have the top four responses in front of me, and I need you to name them in no particular order.
Oh, okay. Man.
Let's lock some easy ones in right now.
Okay, first, flying.
Flying, definitely.
I mean, flying is definitely up there. I will say my daughter wants to be able to teleport.
Ooh, me too.
She's into teleportation.
I'm with her.
Where would she teleport to?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that question, but it's a good follow-up.
Yeah. For the purposes of this question, just a little hint. For the purposes of this question, flying and teleporting are the same thing.
Okay.
Good to know.
Like quick travel.
Got it. Okay.
Apparition.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Quick travel.
Okay, so my second thought is like superhuman strength.
Yep, absolutely.
Like being able to like bust open anything or lift up a car.
So another easy one, I think, invisibility.
I don't think it's a kid one, though. I think it's more like an adult one because you want to sneak up on everybody and find their secrets. No? Is that just me?
Invisibility is truly the creepiest superpower
you could have.
What I mean? Because it really, why do you need to be invisible? You're stealing something, you're sneaking up on something. You want to be in a room but not be seen.
I think you need to think more weapons here. Kids love weapons. And my son really wants lasers from the eyes. He wants to be able to shoot lasers.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
Highlights Magazine recently asked their young readers, what superpowers would you like to have most? And I needed you to tell me the top four most common responses. And since I'm clearly a superhero and not a supervillain, I'll give you a golden guess, Jose. Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
I almost want to ask Brooke's question because I think strength and flight are pretty strong, but I don't know about strength 100%.
Oh, but what about super speed? I think of The Incredibles. I mean, the kids are going to choose what they've seen, right?
I know what Jose's going to say. He already has super speed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not, I mean, on your feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, being able to move your feet fast.
Not romantically?
And, no.
Okay, I gotcha.
No.
Yeah.
Impressive. Girls don't say that, but I know they're impressive.
Okay.
What's your golden guess, Jose?
I think my guess is going to be laser vision.
Laser vision is not in the top four.
Okay.
I'm thinking of other ones, like flaming torch, like you can just light on fire.
Mm-hmm. And also the baby from The Incredibles also could light on fire,
there's
too.
There's invisibility in The Incredibles, too.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Invisibility is good. Or what about
invisibility still on the option list.
What about the ability to know what other people are thinking, reading minds?
Reading minds. That's pretty good.
God, I would hate that. I don't want to read
that
people's
would
minds.
Be a lot.
I think anything with the word reading in it isn't going to be on the kids' top.
Yeah. That's a good point, bro. Yeah. We need a final answer, Jose.
You ready, Jake?
Yes, I am.
Flight, strength, speed, and invisibility.
According to the snot-nosed superheroes who read Highlights magazine, these are the top superpowers kids wish they had. Number one is flying or teleporting.
Yeah, that was easy.
27% of kids say they want that power. Number two on the list was invisibility.
Okay.
Yes, we should have listened to the 8-year-old.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alexis. Yeah. I forgot you still get highlights.
When I'm invisible, I'm coming for you first.
Uh-huh. Number three on the list was mental powers, like mind control or telekinesis.
I was going to say telekinesis, but I don't think little kids thought about that kind of stuff.
And number four was super speed, so you got that one right.
Okay. So close.
Just outside the top four was super strength, and then a weird one, the power to make the world a better place.
Nerds.
It's so pure.
One kid's like, I want to make it a worse place.
Didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Whoa, sweet child of mine. Sweet love of mine.
Oh my God.
What was that?
That was really...
That was like Guns N' Roses after a real hard weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to all the sweet children.
Jose's just singing it at a daycare. That's your
why help. Won't you fall asleep, baby? I'm trying to rock you to bed.
That was
weird shot caller of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, man, if I could be anywhere in the world right now, I'd be over at my grandma's house.
Really?
Oh, that's random.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of sweet.
She'd be cooking up her famous spaghetti pomodoro.
Oh,
we'd sit down on her plastic-covered couch and watch Shirley Temple's The Little Princess together. And then before tucking me in for bed, we'd play our favorite family game, Onion or Bunion.
Ew, what the heck?
I'm blindfolded, and one of two things goes into my mouth. Which is it gonna be?
Are you in counseling?
Love being at grandma's house. Because no matter what, whenever I'm there, I know grandma always cares.
Yeah.
Which it's more than I can say for my co-hosts. They'll never play Onion or Bunion with me, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely not.
But maybe you can all at least do me a favor and channel your granny energy when we do a brand new Care or Don't Care at 7:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that USA Today calls the number one thing that you can skip this summer.
Oh, what? Come on!
It's Care or Don't Care. Our audience knows that's not true.
Yeah. No!
This is must-listen-to radio right here.
Right.
Let's just go to our first headline. Pointy finger emoji, okay sign emoji, question mark emoji.
Yeah.
I think so. Care,
I care.
Don't care.
I care.
I'm doing it right now in studio.
Yeah.
Brooke, you are so shaking your head.
Yeah, I care.
Yes, there we go.
You're just so dumb.
A few months ago, everyone was predicting something called Hot Vax Summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were all going to finally let loose, go buck wild post-pandemic. Well, I'll tell you. People are definitely ready to put themselves back on the market because Google search interest in dating has reached an all-time 5-year high.
Whoa.
All right, get it,
dude,
singles.
I'll tell you how bad it is. I've been getting hit on.
Yeah.
That's how thirsty girls are.
You deserve that.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. That's a good friend, like pat on the head.
It isn't just young people either. Over the past month, the search term dating apps for older people has risen by 305%.
Wow.
Everybody's ready.
Dang.
I need to switch demographics.
Yeah.
I need to get older.
Right now, Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge are currently in the top 30 highest grossing apps on the iPhone, making tons of money off of thirsty people just looking for a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
An executive at Tinder says the platforms noticed a significant increase in boundary setting up front. Meaning over 70% of people have the word vaccine in their profiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Like, let people know what you want right off the top.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which is interesting because 76% have the phrase just the tip in as well. So that's interesting.
The tip of the vaccine?
Yeah, the shot.
The
right.
needle. Yep.
I'm
Got
sure
it.
That's what they mean. Let's go to your next headline. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because Facebook's flagging everybody out here.
Uh-oh.
Care or don't care?
I care.
I still have never been flagged, but I still care.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
Well, there's a woman named Elizabeth Licata. She's currently retired, but she's also the moderator of a Facebook group called Western New York Gardeners.
Okay.
Huh.
How is this woman getting flagged?
Yeah.
They have almost 8,000 members, and people go there for gardening tips and advice.
Uh-huh.
And Liz has been having a problem lately with Facebook because they've been automatically flagging a lot of the posts on her page.
Gardening posts?
Yeah.
So now most of her day is spent sending messages to Facebook saying, it's okay, you don't have to keep flagging these, they're totally innocent. Like, the biggest one is anytime someone mentions a push-pull hoe. They flag it.
Facebook needs to get its mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's an automatic email ready to send saying, don't worry, it's just the name of a gardening tool.
What is everyone? Yes. I'm trying to garden.
I mean, it's only been used 80 times.
That's cheap.
Other violations that came through were mostly comments about beetles, with people saying, quote, kill them all! Drown them in soapy water!
Okay.
Japanese beetles are jerks!
Uh-huh. Oh my god.
Those all get flagged.
They're also not talking about people.
Right.
Yeah. You know, maybe Facebook has a point. Beetles have feelings too.
So she has to respond to each one of these flag posts because if she doesn't, then her entire group could get shut down.
Oh no, not true.
The gardening group!
Yeah. So every day she's telling Facebook, it's okay, we're just gardening over here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you're sowing seeds. Seeds of hatred!
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Maybe the best $6 you'll ever spend in your life.
Oh.
Care, don't care.
My type of budget.
Yeah,
I care.
Same.
Sam's Club just announced an exclusive flavor will hit shelves this week. I'm guessing there's already a line for it. Because for $5.98 per bag, Cinnamon Toast Crunch popcorn will be available to the public.
Oh, my God. My sister's favorite cereal. We ate a lot of it as a kid.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Good.
I still eat it to this day.
Yeah. I would love a bowl right now, to be honest.
One popular snack blogger said, quote, my name's Audrey, and I'm 6 years old. I'm home alone because my mom's standing in line for this. Tell her to bring me back some food.
I'm concerned. Do we need to contact the authorities?
Yeah, CPS, are you listening?
Yeah.
Email us.
I'm downvoting that post.
Oh, wow.
Not very interesting. Let's go to your next headline. Scientists just made a huge breakthrough, and they might have a weird solution for the plastic problem. Care, don't care.
Oh, for sure I care. I'm so concerned about this problem.
Okay, Brooks, give me a glare. I care.
Yes.
She's scaring me.
This is about the health of the
world. Okay, I care.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as
you guys don't want to care.
Jose, we have to.
I'm forced to care.
They're glaring at us.
The researchers from the Industrial Biotech Center in Vienna were tasked with finding a safe, natural way to break down plastic bags, bottles, and food packaging.
Oh my God, it would be a game changer.
Yeah.
And today, they're buzzing thanks to an incredible and unexpected discovery that may have provided the answer. So what's the crazy solution they found? Just feed it all to the cows.
What?
Yep, they discovered common plastics can actually be broken down in cows' stomachs. Because inside, the heifers have special microbes and enzymes that break down pretty much anything, including plastics.
Oh,
are you happy we cared, Brooke? Look, now we're going to feed cows
I'm
plastic
bags.
I'm
just concerned that the next steak I buy is going to be 80% plastic.
We're worried about the turtles. We're like shoving straws down cows' throats. Look, take out of the turtle's nose and put it in this guy's mouth.
Eat it, you heifer.
So, you know, as long as we can find a way to get cows to eat plastic Coke bottles, then we're going to be saving the world.
It just doesn't feel good still.
No,
I don't know. I need to read the study. It just feels wrong.
I'm thinking about Earth in 50 years where we're just driving. driving by plastic fields. Yeah. And they're just like the recycle fields that we're farming.
Let's finally get to Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What do you call an alligator who solves mysteries?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
An investigator.
It's kind of cute.
Because that's gator in it.
Yeah.
It is. That's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, ever since we've been doing these, one of my favorite scenarios is when we get an email from somebody saying, I want to set up my friend who's applying for a job.
Oh.
Can you
so
make
vulnerable.
Things awkward I during know. The interview? And immediately when they ask that, I think of Jose. And I reply back, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can make this extremely cringeworthy for you. And that's what happens today, because a guy who's the co-owner of a business wanted to set up his partner. And the guy is supposed to be conducting the interview, and it just gets out of control.
Seriously.
You'll hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name's Manuel. I was told to call this number for a job interview at this time, and I'm looking for Tom.
Yeah, hey, great, Manuel. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, sure. I know I'm a few minutes early. I didn't want to chance anything happening, you know?
No, that's fine.
My dad always said, you know, if you're on time, you're late. But if you're early, you're late. I think that's how it went. Well, hold on. Maybe it was if you're early, you're definitely not early. I forgot. My dad said a lot of stuff, dude. I don't remember.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So why don't you tell me a little bit about you? You know, the job is for a security position.
Yes.
So just tell me a little bit about your past and maybe how you think you fit the position.
Well, I lived in the area for about, I think, 4 years now. And I'm hoping that someday to join the police force, because ever since I was a little kid, I've always admired law enforcement. So I thought I would grow up and be a...
There's a little knocking in the background that seems a little distracting.
I don't hear anything. I'm sorry. Is that on your end, maybe?
I really doubt it. I'm in a very quiet place. You were telling me how you wanted to be a cop.
Yeah. Oh, I've always wanted to be a cop. I have so much respect for them. And I thought this would be
there it goes again. There it goes again, the knocking. Did you hear it? It's while you're talking, so it's hard to hear you.
Maybe, yeah. I haven't heard anything. Maybe it's because I am talking. I don't know. It could be.
There it is. You don't hear that? It actually was happening while you were talking.
Oh, that. Yeah, that. No, that's not a big deal. I get a lot of random people knocking at my door all the time, so I'm just going to ignore it, if that's cool with you.
If you wouldn't mind just answering that, it's a little distracting for the interview.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. If it's annoying, let me handle it. I'm gonna go get the door real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah, take your time. Thank you.
Hey, whoever that is, go away! I don't want any of your okay?
What the hell?
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Wow. Yeah, no, I think you got them.
Yeah, they totally got the hint. Let's get back to the interview now. My apologies.
Yeah, you can. What the? Are you serious? Now it's even louder. Are you kidding me?
Just give me a second. Hold on, let me deal with this.
I said, hold on!
Oh, my God.
You are, go away! I'm doing an interview.
This is crazy.
For a security guard job, and you're screwing it all up.
Is he serious?
I'm back. Sorry about that. I think that shut him up.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, dude. Are you serious right now?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Totally
FBI,
got...
open up!
Oh, no!
What the... Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God! Get off, Mom! Mama!
What the f*** is going on there?
Okay, I think they left.
Jesus,
I was
are you
just wondering,
serious?
What are the hours like at the security job?
The
because
hours? Are you kidding me?
I can't work Mondays.
No, you're not coming to work for me ever.
Okay, I
never.
Figured, yeah, I figured that because this is actually a prank. So
what?
I wasn't even applying.
What the f*** are you talking about?
My name's actually Jose from the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
I am totally kidding. Your coworker Peter set you up, man. He said you
Peter?
Could... Yes.
I thought the building was going to blow up in the middle of an interview.
It almost did, but I'm a professional.
Clearly.
Oh,
there's someone at the door. Oh,
Tom!
No, they're back.
Tom, get out of here, man. You don't want to be a part of this. I was never here.
You definitely have the job now.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Don't you hate when you're trying to help out a friend,
mm-hmm.
but it backfires and instead makes everything way worse?
Ooh,
like
yeah.
when Brooke told Alexis, yeah, I think dyeing your hair pink is a great idea.
Don't get me started.
That backfired.
Sorry, actually, that's not really a, like a friend-to-friend example.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
yes,
I shouldn't have
is.
Used that as a...
It's like a grandma.
It's okay.
Whatever, okay?
So, see, this is
up,
why
bestie.
I never, ever help my friends. It's too
yeah.
risky.
There you go.
It's also why one of our listeners emailed the show. Her name's Lisa, and her plan to help out a friend came back to haunt her.
Oh, no.
Lisa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did you get banned from a hair salon too, Lisa?
Oh, no, thankfully.
No.
Well, oh, my God.
Tell us about the situation that you're in and who you're going to be calling. What's the person's name?
His name's Kenny, and he's okay. a really, okay. really good guy, friend of mine. I've known him for many years.
All right.
And, like, you guys hang out all the time, or he's, like, a work friend? What's your...
Yeah, we met at work, but we've remained friends. We work at different places now, but...
Cool.
Okay, and how did you lead Kenny down the wrong path?
Oh, God, I really messed up. Mm-hmm. So, Kenny is a very nice guy. He's very sweet.
Uh-huh.
But one thing about Kenny is that he's never really been that good with women.
Okay.
And he knows that about himself. Like, he's self-aware.
Because you've told him that, probably. He'd be like, sorry, Kenny.
Hey, bro, you know you suck with the ladies.
Yeah.
Right? You
know? Oh, poor Kenny.
That's what a good friend does.
Absolutely. Oh, man. But it's like, it's really a bummer because it has reached this point where he gets really upset, and he's just so frustrated because he just feels really like dejected, and he gets turned down often in person. I think in the last month he's been turned down like 3 times or so.
Oh my god.
I mean, good for him for still putting himself out there like
yeah.
that
yeah.
and doing exactly. it in person is impressive.
It's tough to confidence. Keep picking yourself back up if you get rejected over and over, so that's good on him.
Yeah, so anyway, he was venting to me about this, and I just felt like he needed some help, and like I wanted to do something just to lift his spirits a little bit. So without telling him, I figured out how to get him a date.
Okay.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Nice.
Well, it kind of isn't, because what I did was I Googled and I found this service online.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. And I picked out a woman who I thought was his type, and
oh.
I paid her to basically show him a good time and have a fun night with him.
Once you said pay, I was like, that's a different level of helping a friend.
I mean, okay, but if he had a fun night, that's good.
That's good.
How
mean,
much
yeah,
did you
I mean,
pay, by the way? What kind of fun did he have?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but...
Wink, wink, because we're on the radio.
I'm just asking if you paid for extras, that's all.
She had one number, and I paid it, so...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I explained to her the situation, and we set it up. Like, I was going to be with Kenny at a bar, and she was going to meet us, and it would be very natural and sort of like incognito, basically.
Okay. So Kenny didn't know that this was set up
no.
as a thing. I see.
I just thought it would be like a very casual, just one night of fun, whatever that means.
Right. Like, get his confidence back, get his
exactly.
a little bit of his swagger back.
Okay. So he's going to like hit you up and be like, you couldn't believe how great we clicked and everything was great, thinking it was genuine.
Yeah. Did it work?
It sure did.
Okay. I wish it didn't work very well.
God, you guys, I feel like a monster, trust me. Okay,
no.
So the night went well, basically. Like,
okay.
It went perfectly without a hitch.
Okay.
And then I got a text later about how awesome it was, and he's like, I'm back. Like, I feel on top of the world, basically.
Oh,
but that's
that.
What you wanted, right? Like, that's
Yeah, well, at the time, I felt really good. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, that came together, and, you know, maybe I did a good thing.
Suddenly, he has 10,000 dates all lined up just because you got him back on the bicycle again.
That's what I had thought. But what I didn't think about, what ended up happening, it didn't even cross my mind. Kenny got her number, and... he's been texting her like nonstop and meeting up with her consistently to hang out over like a whole week.
What?
Oh, he likes her.
So wait, does she like him now?
Well, every time they meet up, she's been charging my credit card.
Oh, no. Yikes.
She thinks this is still part of the service that you paid for?
Yikes. Yeah,
she's got you signed up for auto pay.
It's like a subscription service.
You did the 12-month package.
For real. I mean, I looked at my statement and she's charged me 4 times and I didn't even realize it.
Oh. Am I allowed to ask how much or should I not?
You already keep asking.
Come on, my God. What are you going to do?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I mean, I called her yesterday and I told her I can't afford it and she needs to stop charging me. And so she said, okay. And after that, I get a text from Kenny and he says that she told him she can't see him anymore. And then he asked her why. And she's like, just ask Lisa.
Oh no, she did it.
Escort threw you under the bus?
Dude.
She totally did. She totally did. I wish that she had just ghosted him or something.
Yeah, or said like...
She doesn't care. It's business to her. She's like, yo, ask your other friend if you want to see me again.
God, you should have tipped her better and then she would have said something like, I'm moving out of the country. Yeah. You know, that's a better option.
So where are we at now?
So basically, now I feel like I have to tell him the truth and it's going to be so awkward and I don't know how to break it to him, honestly. Like, I feel awful, and there's no good way. Like, I can't think of a good way to do this.
All right, so let's play a song. We'll come back, and we'll give you a little bit of advice on how to tell your friend Kenny that you paid for an escort to hang out with him over the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds so cringy the way you said that, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll think of a better way to say it, too, but we'll do it with your Awkward Tuesday phone call next. And when we say awkward, we mean awkward today.
Kind of crazy today, to be honest.
Because how do you tell a friend that the woman he's been kind of dating is really an escort that you paid for to help lift their spirits? Then you had to tell said escort to stop seeing him because you can't afford her.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is how you do it on the radio.
That's what one of our listeners wants to do.
Her name's Lisa, and Lisa... I got to say, you called the right people because a lot of Brooke's former high school classmates are now working as escorts. So, Brooke, I'm sure you have some great insight for her. What do you think?
You mean I might know the woman?
It's possible.
It is very possible, to be honest. I mean, here's the thing. I really think you need to emphasize to your friend how great he is and the reason why you did this, because that is pure. That piece of it is really nice. Maybe just try not to use the word escort if you can help it. Like, maybe you just paid a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, escort.
I bought you a hooker, buddy. Yeah.
Just, because it may take the sting out of it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, hired someone?
Yep, that's it. Hired someone.
Okay. So avoid the word escort. What do you think, Jose?
And I'm with Brooke. It sounds like you just need to be very sincere, but make sure you tell him. I think no matter what your intentions were first, so that he's not going to take it well regardless. But if you just say, look, I just wanted the best for you. I was all coming from a good place. And it just spiraled out of control on its own.
You're good friends. Maybe you can laugh about it at some point.
I hope so.
Oh, it's so funny when someone you like ends up maybe being someday. Paid to hang out with you.
Don't say escort and laugh at him when you tell him. We got it. So I feel like we're ready to do this. Do you feel ready, Lisa?
Yeah, I think I'm as ready as like I'm going to be.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to dial Kenny's number and let you tell him what you did. Make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Kenny, it's me.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't recognize the number. My phone must be acting up or something.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
You know, well, I mean, it's kind of like a roller coaster, you know, a crazy month, you know, ups and downs and, you know, but I'm getting through it. I think things are leveling out for sure.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, I know it's been weird the past couple of days. I've been meaning to call you and just like catch up a little bit.
Yeah. Like about the whole message thing. That was kind of weird. So what's the deal? What's going on with you and Noelle?
Yeah, I am so sorry about that whole situation.
I mean, is it what I think it is?
What do you mean? What do you think it is?
I mean, did you tell her to stop seeing me because you're into me?
Oh, no. God, no, I'm sorry. No,
oh, okay.
that wasn't.
Why is she telling me to ask you?
Yeah, I know. When I read that part of your text, I was like, oh, God. I'm not sure, honestly, why she would say that, but.
No, she said ask you. It feels like, I feel like you're hiding something.
Oh, God. Okay, I mean, here's the deal. I just want you to hear me out, okay? Because I'm having a hard time explaining this. Like,
right,
I know.
Okay.
I know that, like, you've had a hard time finding people to go out with, and dating has been such a nightmare. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but a few weeks ago, you said to me, I just need one win.
Yeah, so?
Well, you know, I mean, we're good friends and I care about you and I wanted you just to have a win, you know?
Okay. What does this have to do with Noelle?
Okay, so look, I set up that meeting with Noelle, okay? Like, I set it all up.
What, you know Noelle?
Well, yes. I told her about you and I told her where we would be and she showed up and it was all coordinated.
Then why did you tell her to stop? I mean, that was really nice of you and then you cut it off.
Well, this is the thing. I don't even know how to say this, but it was just getting expensive.
What's expensive?
Like, I was running out of money.
Wait a minute. You paid one of your friends to go out with me? That's horrible.
Oh, God. Well, no, she's not. First of all, I don't know her. She's not my friend.
What do you mean?
She's an escort.
Oh, God. It didn't go that bad.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey, you're holding your forehead because you're so stressed
out.
Are you kidding me?
It could have been worse is all I'm saying.
Wait, who the hell is on here?
Hey, Kenny, you're on with
Lisa?
The radio. No, well, yes, Lisa's still there, but you're on with the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning right now.
Oh,
man.
So this is a joke?
No.
I wish.
Maybe in like 3 years when you look back on it, you'll think it's funny.
Yeah. This is a segment that we do called an Awkward Tuesday phone call, where we help some of our listeners who are dealing with a tough situation in their life have a hard conversation with another person. And you are the person we're having the hard conversation with.
Wait, so this is real?
Yeah.
Yeah, very real.
I didn't win anything or nothing?
No. The truth?
You want some new friends?
Yeah, there you
in
go,
this room?
Alexis, the truth.
See, Lisa was having a hard time figuring out how to break this news to you that the girl that you've been hanging out with for the past week is someone that she hired.
Kenny,
so
I'm still on the line. I'm really sorry, okay? I had no idea that this would unravel this way and that you guys were going to keep seeing each other after that first night. Like, the whole intention behind it was that you told me you just wanted one win and then all of a sudden my credit card is getting charged like 4 times.
Well, yeah, I was winning a lot, you know.
That a boy, Kenny.
No wonder she was always available to hang out. Yeah. Weird.
You know, there were times where it was just so easy. I just remember thinking something was up. Something was weird.
Oh.
Okay.
Like she was too pleasing.
Like agreeable.
Yeah.
Maybe not use that word.
Okay,
Brooke.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like too with you.
Accommodating.
Yes, that's the one.
I should have known something was up. And she made
I'm
weird
so
little
sorry,
comments
sorry.
On our last date, like you couldn't afford me or something. And, you know, I just.
What?
Oh, man.
It's funny, girls tell me that all the time.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with that.
Yeah, okay. Buddy.
Well, I think it's because we went Dutch, you know, on a meal, and she just gave me a weird look or whatever. And...
Oh,
you made her pay.
She's like, I don't pay for things.
Well, I mean, for herself.
Okay.
I gotta totally. Say, Kenny, I think you're handling this pretty well right now. You sound like, I didn't know if you were gonna be angry or we were gonna deal with a crying Kenny, which would have been fine too.
Yeah.
Those are all valid emotions.
And remember, your friend's doing this because she loves you and she wants you to be happy.
What are you feeling right now, Kenny?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been fun with this chick, but like I said, it was unrealistic. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I was really kind of heading toward the direction of maybe Lisa, you know, at some point.
Wait.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, one for the win, and then, you know, like, hit the home run, you know, with, you know, old pal.
Oh, so it gave you enough confidence to think of Lisa as more than a friend.
Are you trying to talk romantically to Lisa, and you just said old pal in the same sentence?
Well, you know...
Lisa, are you hearing this?
Kenny, like, you know I have a boyfriend. Like, this is... we've had this talk.
Yeah, did you pay for him, too?
Oh, my God.
Hey, she deserved that.
Wow.
Don't act offended. That was funny.
Wait.
You gotta
admit, I do deserve that.
Kenny does sound way more confident now.
Yeah. He sounds like he's a player or something.
Going for his best friend.
He's like, look, sweetheart.
So wait, Kenny, do you actually have feelings for Lisa?
Yeah, she knows that, though.
Oh, you guys have talked about this before. Lisa?
We have, but I'm glad that we're friends, and I don't want to make this any more awkward and weird than it already has become.
Yeah, but then why are you always telling me what an awesome guy I am? And
well, you are an awesome guy, but that doesn't mean...
Okay, I'm not awesome enough for you?
No, that's not... You're my friend, and that's how it's going to stay.
Yeah. Oh, we hit it again!
Oh, man.
No.
First the escort news, then the double friend zone.
Yikes. Oh, yikes.
You know what? You know, it sounds like I'm going to need another couple of dates with the old chick.
All right. Get your credit card back out, Lisa. We're going to need to re-up on Noelle.
You're buying
he doesn't even care. He doesn't even care. Good on you, Kenny.
It's kind of a win-win for Kenny. I mean, either way, he's got someone.
True.
Okay. Kenny, all jokes aside, you know I'm always going to be your wing woman, like, forever.
Oh. Yeah.
Whatever.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you've ever flown on an airplane, you may have sat next to this person or been through the TSA line while this guy gets green-lighted all the way through and you're being frisked by some dude named Ivan with extra-large hands.
Don't you usually ask for that, though?
I do.
Okay.
I try to take one for the entire airport.
Yeah, I see.
Excuse me, is Ivan here?
Yes.
He's expecting me.
Okay. I'll delay my flight until he gets in.
Yeah.
But after hearing what this dude does every single time he flies, he might become the most hated person in the entire country.
What?
Oh, no.
That's a big bar to set.
Yeah,
dude.
But he says he's proud of it. And that's why he's ready to come on and confess to the entire world what he does when he travels in a brand new edition of The Mass Speaker.
Oh.
It's coming up at 8:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
The Masked Speaker.
Show us your hidden truth, and we'll show you ours.
Oh.
That's how we do it. One of our listeners is ready to anonymously get something off their chest.
All right.
And he's hiding behind the fake name Robert. Or
why don't we come up with better fake names?
Well, it's
their choice.
People
just aren't very creative in the name category.
Maybe it's Robert.
Or Robert.
I like that.
Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
He does sound like a Robert.
You do.
Sound like anything.
You are today's mass speaker. Your phone line's being run through the voice changer.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready, show us your hidden truth.
What?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys disguising my identity because I've been running a scam for years now.
What? Oh. You're just going to start right with that? My
Dude,
God.
You're never going to talk to like a scammer.
Are you the person that calls my phone about like my vehicle's warranty?
That's not a scam. That's just annoying. I've been running something that if people found out, they would be angry and frustrated and just irate about it.
Yeah, because usually scammers aren't looked at in the best light.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well,
what's your scam?
I'm proud of myself for what I've accomplished.
Oh, really?
And so for years, I've been tricking and scamming the airlines to give me seat upgrades on all of my flights.
Whoa.
What?
Okay. Wants to know how.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now we're all scammers. I didn't think you could, like, what's a scam about that?
Right.
So here's the move. This is what you do. And this started for me about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Are you sure you want to share this? Because if other people know, then don't you think that everyone's going to start doing it?
Brooke, we want to hear it.
Just I'm just saying.
And we're on the air, Brooke. What are we going to do, hang up now? And what do we do then?
I want to know.
Well, I honestly don't think anybody has the balls to do what I do.
Oh, okay.
Brooke's like, that's a challenge.
Yeah, exactly what I'm thinking, Jose. Right. What do you got?
What's your secret?
Yeah, so let me start at the top. 10 years ago, I had to fly with a sprained ankle. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The lady at the gate felt bad for me, and she actually bumped me up to first class for free.
Shut up.
More leg room.
Were you on crutches?
I was on crutches. My foot was taped up. Like, it was blatant. I had a problem.
Okay.
That's so nice.
That was 10 years ago.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
So she bumps me up for free. So now, ever since then, anytime I need to fly, I will show up with a different fake injury.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
No,
are you serious?
No. Dude, you're preying on the kindness of people.
Well, hey, if they have the spot, I'm taking it, you know? Like,
I know, so. But it's like that time I was at Disneyland and my best friend and I saw this really hot guy. We're like, oh my God, he's so hot. And he happened to be in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, because we kept noticing him because he was so good looking.
Following him, yeah.
We saw him walking around. He was faking the wheelchair to get to the front of the line.
I thought you were going to fake an injury to get to talk to him.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed.
So wait, Robert, so what kind of injuries do you fake? Like, yeah. What do you mean by that? Different kinds, you said.
Just 2 weeks ago, I showed up with like a fake eye injury. And
what?
The nice thing about when you're faking an eye injury, you actually have to wrap your whole head up in gauze.
Like a mummy?
Yeah, so you show up and like your arms are outstretched. You have to like feel your way towards the gate.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, people buy that? Because I think typically it's just like if you have an eye injury, you put a patch on it. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but if it's both eyes.
Different injuries require different types of patching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the expert, bro.
If you see a guy with his head wrapped, you're not going to ask what specific is wrong with him, Brooke.
Excuse me, sir. Are you faking this?
Yeah. I mean, at some point you're going to get caught. There's got to be a flight attendant or somebody going, Brooke. Yeah, at the same time.
And it doesn't sound, do you fly often, or do you fly like maybe once or twice a year kind of thing?
Yeah, I probably fly about 10 to 15 times a year.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Wow. So you do fly all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just within the last year, now I've really upped my game, okay? I am super proud of this one.
Oh. What does that
I
mean?
Can tell it.
So you could go to like a home improvement store, get everything you need, and I made like a fake torso cast for like the majority of my body.
Where the entire like upper part of your body can't move?
Yeah, your whole torso. You gotta. It takes a lot for this one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Like where your arms are out, like in a movie, like in a comical movie.
Even those people that are injured like that, sometimes they still have to fly. They have to fly home, or they have to fly to a different hospital.
Yeah.
So they don't think twice about it, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I told them when I got to the gate, I said, "Listen, I really need to recline more, and if I don't get moved up." Then, like, there's a good chance that I won't be able to control my bowels.
What?
Oh, my God. Nobody wants that.
You're basically threatening them with that.
Does that work?
It works. So I'm 3 for 3 with that one.
3 times?
Wow. That's crazy. So you have no intention of stopping this?
No, why would I? Because not only are the airline people nicer to me, but the passengers.
Yeah.
The passengers are so nice to you when you show up like that.
If I saw you on a plane, true. I would totally be like, hey, do you need help putting your luggage up or something? Like, can I do anything for you, man?
Except for now,
any seat.
Now you've turned me into a terrible person because I'm going to second guess every person I see that's injured now. I mean, like, wait a minute.
Now there's going to be that one flight that has like 60 people on it, all in casts. And
torso
it's like,
cast.
This is a little odd.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You get a seat upgrade. You get priority boarding.
And
now I've been asking for meal vouchers because they've got those back there.
But you need to eat more if you break your leg?
Yeah, I just say I didn't really get a chance to eat breakfast and I don't have anybody living with me and I really need some food. And...
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for you already.
Wow. Robert, I'm sold. I'm going to the hardware store right after we get done with the show.
It is convincing.
Well, text in to 78592. If you have a confession that you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity with a voice changer so you can become the next mass speaker.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's box!
Brooke's going for win number 4 today, and you're going to be playing Katie from Kirkland. First time player Katie.
Hey.
Oh, okay, Katie.
Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Have you been trying to call in for a long time? Or
yeah, about a million times.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep.
Just a mil.
Yeah.
Okay. Katie, it says that you're a Japanese teacher.
Hi.
Oh, cool. Hi. My husband took Japanese for 4 years, and all he can remember how to say is, what is your favorite beverage?
Good one.
That's interesting. I want to go to Japan so bad. The food looks amazing.
Yeah. All right, we're sending Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Katie,
bye-bye.
You know how the game is played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, you have to beat Brooke outright to win.
What's pass in Japanese?
Pasu.
Pasu.
Oh, pasu. You can say pasu.
Pasu. You could say that. Also, how do you call Brooke a loser in Japanese?
Ah, doza.
Doza.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I want to learn Japanese.
I know. I hope we get to call her that. Anyway, are you ready, Katie?
Hi.
Okay,
hi again.
Your time starts now. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in what decade?
1930.
A triathlon is made up of three athletic events. Name the one that always goes first.
Bicycle.
What's the name given to the person rolling the dice in a game of craps?
Pass.
When referring to famous nursery rhymes, who lost her sheep?
Little Bo Peep.
Which ocean is Fiji located in?
Pacific.
What breakfast company is listed in the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K?
Kellogg's.
All right. Bringing Brooke back into the studio. And Katie, what's another interesting fact that we should know about you?
All four of my kids were born at home.
Wow.
All four?
Was that planned? Or
what happened?
All four of her children were born at home.
Yes, two in Japan and two in Canada.
International family, that's rad.
Or she just has many, many homes all over the world.
A rich family.
Many passports.
I had one friend who did a home birth, and she said she was so annoyed because everyone else was like having a pizza party in the other room. Did you experience that?
No pizza at my home birth.
Okay.
Sushi.
All right. Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in what decade?
Ooh, 50s.
A triathlon is made up of three athletic events. Name the one that always goes first.
Swimming.
What's the name given to the person rolling the dice in a game of craps?
Dealer.
When referring to famous nursery rhymes, who lost her sheep?
Little Bo Peep.
Which ocean is Fiji located in?
Pacific.
What breakfast company is listed in the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K?
Kellogg's.
In Christianity, if someone's been canonized, they're given what title?
Saint.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh.
The first one was so much better than the second one. Katie, you got three correct today.
Ooh, pretty strong, yeah. Katie.
It was a really strong finish. It was great. Brooke.
Yep.
You got five.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
Katie, I'm sorry. You're the doozoo. Dooza. Dooza?
Dooza.
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 I am so sorry. That's, that means loser in Japanese.
We're
cool. That's awesome.
I was hoping to call it to you, Brooke.
We're hoping to call you a
dooza.
Bummer.
But
a doozy of a dooza.
Let's go to the answers. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in the 1940s.
Oof.
1940 exactly. Triathlons are made up of three events, but swimming always comes first. In craps, the person rolling the dice is called the shooter.
Ugh.
The nursery rhyme girl who lost her sheep is Little Bo Peep. The ocean that Fiji's located in would be the Pacific. Kellogg's is on the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K. And in Christianity, if someone's canonized, they are a saint.
Oh.
So, Katie, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do get a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut, which will get you...
Oh, arigato.
Oh, yeah. You get a pretty nice meal there.
It's actually oregano.
Might I recommend Brooke's favorite, just crusts.
Mm.
It's very dry, creates a lot of food waste because she insists that they make the whole pizza just so that they can cut off the crust to serve her.
Oh, gross.
But apparently pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah.
So you
don't
enjoy
knock
that.
Until you try it.
Maybe I'll
stuff crust. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, arigato, for playing with us, Katie.
Yeah.
We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.